Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Our guest is J. Michael Waller. Dr. Waller is a professor by training. He is currently a very accomplished, gifted writer and reporter covering the national security portfolio for a new and, I think, quite important organization, the American Media Institute. He has authored a chapter in a new book he's co-authored. The chapter is entitled The Muslim Brotherhood, Doctrine, Strategy, Operations, and Vulnerabilities. The book is Meeting the Ideological Challenge of Islamism, How to Combat Modern Radical Islam. Mike, I guess a segue is, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Iranian regime are among the Islamists that are now very active in our hemisphere. They may have suffered a body blow yesterday in that the regime that has perhaps been most supportive of them, most enabling of their activities to our detriment in our hemisphere, has just been seriously upset by an election in Venezuela against all odds. Talk about the election and what you think might come of it.
Well, the Venezuelan government for a good 16 years or so has been extremely anti-American and very friendly toward anybody who's our enemy. So they brought in the Iranian regime to build a beachhead for the Revolutionary Guard on the South American continent. This was under Hugo Chavez and his successor, Maduro, and they just suffered a huge defeat even after rigging the political system where their National Congress is now a majority in opposition hands. But there's an opportunity here to not only run them out, but to have the opposition investigate what's there and to expose what's there so that the world can see for real what the Iranians and others are doing in South America.
Knowing what you do, and you've lived in Latin America, you've experienced firsthand the various tendencies and machinations of these revolutionary leftists. What do you expect Maduro to do faced with this loss of the parliament? Do you expect him to go quietly into that good night, or do you anticipate that he will try to do things that will discredit and perhaps ultimately reconsolidate power under his own control?
I think he will try to assume dictatorial powers, perhaps suspend the Congress or attempt to suspend the Congress, engineer some, quote, accidents of some of the opposition leaders, and take some other drastic measures. And if he doesn't do it himself, either the Cuban regime might do it or the Iranian Revolutionary Guard might do it, acting on their own in a bid to try to preserve his rule. Because once he's out, they're out too.
There is another factor in all of this, of course, and that's the narco traffickers who have been allowed to effectively take over some of the functions of the state, as I understand it, in Venezuela. All in all, a real witch's brew. Michael, I want to come to Ecuador, but before we do that, could we talk quickly about another place where the left has been repudiated, namely Argentina? Is this part of really a larger trend, do you think, that that offers some hope for the people of a region that has long suffered under these radical and really quite repressive leftists?
Well, it's another great opportunity because it shows a continental trend toward repudiation of the left. What comes with it, though, it's not going to have a lasting effect unless everything is exposed. This is where the left is so good at having criminal trials of its opponents that it's overthrown to expose real and alleged wrongdoing, to create a sense of outrage and unified outrage against their opposition. This is what has to be done now by the opposition Congress in Venezuela and by the new president of Argentina, to muster as much information as possible and release it, both by simply releasing government documents to the public and by putting people on trial. It has to be done for the countries to heal politically and to really put the final wooden dagger in the heart of the of the left's political leadership, because they have not only leftists, they have been ripping off the entire countries and the taxpayers of those countries and defrauding everybody. So that has to happen in Argentina.
Another place where this may yet play out is, of course, Brazil. But let's turn to Ecuador, Mike, a place where this kind of repudiation of the radical left has yet to happen. Is it possible, or is the degree of repression so great there that it's unlikely anytime soon?
Ecuador is kind of a sleeper cell. Nobody really pays much attention to it. It doesn't have that emotional appeal to it yet, but it is every bit as dangerous as the Hugo Chavez regime was in Venezuela. It's allowing the Iranian regime to build a big Revolutionary Guard center in Quito. It has mandated Shia Islamic religious instruction in public school. It has it is using its oil money for purposes to cause trouble in the future. Luckily, with prices down, it can't do what it could. And it has also repressed its opposition, but it still has an opposition. It still has a vibrant opposition. So there's hope there. The only problem is, of course, no leadership from the United States. These problems could really be taken care of to a large degree because we have the people in those countries who want to do something, but they do need some kind of support from Washington, which they're not getting under this administration.
I guess it's always a little bit delicate because there is such an easy play for the left in these countries to make, that it's Yankee imperialism and the gringos and so on. But the absence of American involvement, leadership, support even in each of these countries makes really all the more dramatic what's happened in the several that have managed to free themselves, or at least begin to free themselves from this kind of leftist repression, despite our disengagement. Mike, let me turn lastly to Cuba. You mentioned it's a country that may well interfere with the electoral results in Venezuela. It certainly has been a thorn in our side for a long time. There was a report over the weekend about an intensified migration, including through Ecuador, of Cuban nationals into this country, unprecedented, as I understand it, in size. What do you make of that? And might it cause those of us who still worry about national security reason to be concerned what the Cubans are up to by effecting this further infusion of Cubans, not coming in by, you know, makeshift boats, but by planes and across the Mexican border?
Yes, and it's a, like any other influx of people, it's a mixed bag, because you're going to have some people who are really friends of ours and opponents of the regime, but none of whom were in a position to do anything. But if I was the Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, I would be placing my own agents among these refugees, the same way ISIS was placing its own agents among the Syrians and Iraqi refugees going into Europe, and using this large-scale influx of immigrants, especially if the Ecuadorians give them clearance to go through, then you know there's probably some trouble. If I was the Castro brothers and I thought my regime was on its last legs, I would certainly be putting more agents in the United States poised to cause trouble in the event a future U.S. administration would take action.
A very sobering thought, and as always, Mike, the kind we turn to for your insights and your skill in understanding the enemies we face, particularly in some of the asymmetric warfare domains in which you've specialized, notably political warfare and influence operations and information operations and the like. Find out more about Mike Waller's work by following him at the American Media Institute, and also check out his new book, Meeting the Ideological Challenge of Islamism, How to Combat Modern Radical Islam. Mike Waller, thanks for all you do, my friend, and including at the Center for Security Policy. Keep it up. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon, and to talking with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.